good news, everyone!
Time for fun!
It's time for another episode of Blessing of Frost, a World of Warcraft podcast hosted by Magic and Kern.
Hi there, my name is Kern, and welcome one and all, to episode 27 of Blessing of Frost. With me, as always, is Magic.
That's me, right? I'm the Magic one.
Hey, it's Magic.
Oh my goodness, I can't even recount the number of times that joke has been used within the last, you know, X number of years that I've been playing this game, or any game for that matter, as I've had the same handle for a lot of years. And I have to say, almost any time I log on, someone is prone to say or sing that song.
I think that's the first time I've ever actually said that.
I'd have to agree. I think that's true.
Yeah, so it took me a while, but I finally got there.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. With us today is Takari. He is a player in our guild. He was a raider, and he is now an officer with us. He plays a rogue. So welcome to the show, Takari.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. I think it's pretty amazing that Kern would actually make a rogue an officer, so we should talk about that later.
I thought it was going to be over within the last two, Cut and Fog.
Well, Fusion.
Oh, and Fusion, too.
Shoutouts. Yeah, lots of shoutouts.
Yep.
We all know that Kern's hatred of rogues runs very deep.
This is true.
I'm sorry, but when you just get stunlocked to the point where you can't do anything, even frickin' bubble, then there's something wrong.
Says the one who never BGs.
I used to.
Yeah, step foot in an arena and we'll talk.
I used to do that too.
Sure.
I was a rival. I have a screenshot of being rival Madrana.
That's probably the most ridiculous thought that's ever happened.
Granted, you were a duelist at the time, but...
Bang! Take that. I guess with that, we'll move into Lore Master. But you know what? I'm going first this week. That's right. That's how it's going down.
All right.
I'm taking this over. I did almost nothing. That is all. No. Actually, not too much exciting on the main, although I know I've been talking about the Paladin recently, and I hit 85 this morning at about 11:50 when I had to start getting ready for work at like 12, so thankfully it was right before I had to head out, and thank God it's done. Now I can start the such wonderful grind up to, you know, PvP greatness in a holy spec, so excitement.
Well, congrats to you on 85.
Thank you. Is Guardian of the Ancient Kings, is it awesome?
No.
No. Then I'm sad.
I mean, it's not bad. I guess in a PvP sort of situation where you really do need the burst healing sometimes, then that'll be really sweet, especially if you have like Holy Shock, 3-point Word of Glory, and then he'll copy both of those, and then your target's like full, and it's like, well, hey, what do I do now?
Yeah, and then you hit the second 3-point Word of Glory off the 30% of Eternal Glory. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm really, really, really excited to start doing threes with Fog and Merc, with Death Knight, Warrior, Holy Pally. Should be fantastic. That's about it. My week was not all that exciting. Lots of questing and such. How about you, Kern? Anything exciting this week?
Oh, actually, we'll let Takari go next.
Oh my goodness. Just mixing it all up. Takari, how about you?
I'm trying to stay quiet here like a rogue in the corner. One of the things I got done this week, I finally finished my Dalaran cooking daily, so I got the chef's hat. So I'd gotten all the recipes and all that stuff, but then I had the 100 points worth to grind. It was like 40-something days, because sometimes you get 3, sometimes you get 2 tokens. But got through all those, so I never have to go back there. But that Kirin Tor ring was critical for getting that done. But got that done, did a bunch of Molten Front dailies. I think I'm as up-to-date as anyone is, although the numbers for marks are all over the place on that. But did those two things, and then got worked on my paladin. I think we've all recently leveled up paladins. Mine was in the middle there. Been running tank, And to steal something out of Kern's playbook, I have two prospects. One for threat and one for more rating type instances, even though I haven't done that. So, yeah, I've been doing that, which works out well because with everybody running the heroics and stuff, as we know, that's sort of, I think, been nice to have an extra tank running around in the guild to help out.
That is definitely helpful. I've been sort of toying with the idea of using my justice points to get myself prot gear. I think I've got like two pieces. So, yeah, I need like six different specs, to be brutally honest.
That's a few, just saying. You may I think there's a bigger issue than having multiple specs at that point.
I could make do with three, but I'd ideally like six.
Six. Mm-hmm. Two for each? Or do you have three for each? Because you'll never be rent.
Three for holy. Three for holy. One for ret. You know, should I ever decide to do any kind of questing. And then two for prot.
Yep, that sounds completely unnecessary. Congratulations, you can complain about something that Blizzard was trying to bend over backwards for us for.
I'm not complaining, I'm just saying I could use six.
I think it's going to be a while before you see six.
Yes.
I could do with three. And I feel like that's a lot closer to actually happening one day. But we're not there yet. And while I'm not necessarily patient, I can be patient about this because I don't have any bag space as it is.
So that's what you're concerned about? It's the bag space.
You have no idea. You have no idea what my bank is like. It's terrible.
Oh, it's bad enough on my mage already. The longer you play, I have the like stupidest reasons for keeping some stuff in my bags.
I no joke, I have a trinket still in my bag, the Briarwood Reed, which is still there because I took it over fodder.
And so that's why you've had
yes.
It?
Well, wow. No, I mean, like, it was an actual upgrade for me at the time, but I keep it because it's, like, this small little moment of victory, like, just captured in time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guess that's all I have to say about that.
So, Takari, what else did you see this week?
I think that was about it. Yeah, the playing tank on the Pally was definitely interesting, so an early shout-out to all those who could deal with my roguelike tanking. I was really good at interrupting, I'll say that. But as far as staying in one place and all that, not so much.
Gotcha. Just sort of like wandering all over the place.
Yeah, I used to, as a rogue, I'm used to dancing around and trying to get in position and moving all over the place. And that, you don't want that in a tank.
No, that is true.
But it's so much fun to do that. I've definitely, when I was tanking all the way, through leveling and such, I don't know, even on the Death Knight as well, I just love jumping around. It's very strange.
A story from the other night, so Chanel, a pretty pro DK, was trying to pull aggro off me the entire Shadowfang Keep run. So at the end, you know, when you have to pull the last guy, I forget the boss at the end, down from the like little ledge he's up there at the top of the stairs, mm-hmm. before he shoots at you. So, actually, I ran up, and I stayed there and built up threat, and then as soon as Sean L came and joined me, I jumped down, so he had to follow me, so I was able to get a bit of a threat lead there, but they were wondering what the heck was going on, because I didn't come down for a good 10 seconds.
Nice.
That's pretty hilarious.
Good for you, Matt.
It paid him back for attempting to pull aggro on it the entire run before that.
Yes, that's... Good on you. Bad, Chanel. No cookie.
Multitude of cookies. It's always funny to do terrible things to the tank, if you're not the tank.
Yeah, you don't want to do that to me. I get very cranky. That's probably one of the reasons why I don't really tank.
No one wants you to tank.
No, seriously, when I was leveling the warrior to like 75 to get inscription maxed, I ran with Wox's mage, and... like every time somebody screwed up or did something that was went completely against my original instructions, like please stay here while I go get the mobs or whatever, like anytime anyone did other than what I said, I would just frigging lose it, and I would like let loose this like
oh my God.
Torrent of hatred like at walks, because I didn't want to like yell at the entire group, but like I would let walks know exactly how pissed I was, and he's like, I don't want to, see you tank. I think it does bad things to your blood pressure and such.
Yeah, that sounds about right for you.
It's pretty true. It's not really my style.
Oh man.
I guess my week. What did I do? I played some WoW. I did some raids.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's
And
earth-shattering.
and
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 the actual earth-shattering thing is I actually went up north this weekend
Oh,
with
really?
my family,
As in,
minus my
not
brother.
near a computer.
Not near a computer.
Somewhere near the
And
sun?
I actually had to go outside in
And
the
what
sun.
happened?
I got a sunburn.
And what did we learn?
We learned that 50 SPF sunscreen is not strong enough if you don't want to reapply it.
Oh boy.
Because my face is definitely a little bit singed. I also missed a couple of spots on my arms, which are really painful at the moment. But I'm working through it.
Be brave.
It was actually really nice to sort of unplug. I know that my cottage, like my brothers let me know that the cottage is like nowhere near a cell phone tower, like at all. So, you walk in like as maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes down the road from the cottage, there's like no signal whatsoever. It's like just searching, searching, and it's like, oh, that's really sad. So, I expected that. So I go to the cottage, and it's like, okay, well, my iPhone is now like a paperweight, and oh yeah, also an iPod. So I was able to listen to music and stuff, and then I'm like sitting there by the beach, in a beach chair, and I'm just contemplating how lovely the lake looks, and I pull out my iPhone and I take a picture of the lake, and it's like, I have service. What? What? I'm like on the edge of the lake and I have service. Like, this is ridiculous. So I try to tweet the picture, and
That's
it's
your
spent
first
like
thing.
all weekend trying to send the stupid message, but it sent it. And I was able to check my email. I was able to check my email, check a couple of tweets, I guess. And I there was no way I could reach the forums or actually go to a website or whatever. But it's like the compulsion to like go outside and run down to the side of the lake and turn on my phone and do something internet related was like overwhelming.
Wow.
And
Well, so much for unplugged.
I know. But like last night at some point, or Saturday night I should say, my mom asked me a question. I'm like, I don't know. She's like, how do you not know that? Like, I don't know. So she was like, well, go check on the internet. I'm like, really? And she's like, well, you can do it. You have your phone. I'm like, oh boy. So, it's like 10:30 at night. It's dark, pitch black out there. I have to like put on a sweater, grab a flashlight, and walk down to the lake and just to like Google the question that my mom asked.
And did you get an answer?
I did. I did. I got the answer.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. So, that was essentially my week. This all comes after Ninja promoting Takari to officer.
Was a
That's a
ninja move.
surprise.
It was a ninja move.
Well, I don't think he was expecting it right quite then. We talked about it. He was amenable. The officers were amenable, and then we just sort of like promoted him while he wasn't looking.
Well, that works.
I guess that's another thing I did this week is catching up on lots of old officer forum posts, which are a doozy.
Yeah, I do not envy you.
Yeah, no, that's just not cool. Like nobody needs to do that. I should really clean that out at some point.
It's fun reading. Like, if you think that Madge and Kern have a wonderful way of getting along on the podcast, you should read some of those forum posts.
That's
Oh boy.
horrifying.
No,
And,
we're bestest friends ever. All the time. Yes.
You
That's
could
not true.
take it a step further and read Fogg's posts to
Oh
Kern.
God.
Those are so good.
Fogg
Oh
and I
God.
might have a contentious sibling rivalry. filled relationship.
I could say I tend to disagree on occasion.
Just a little bit.
Just a tad.
Yeah, so that was essentially my week.
Wonderful.
And with that, we'll move over into hot fix. Probably something that we should note is that, as is Blizzard's custom, immediately after editing last week's podcast, we were informed that Valor Points were being put back into Tier 11 content. Not just the heroic modes, but on 10-man, and not including Argoloth, by the way, but if you go into BWD or BOT or Throne in a 10-man raid group, then you'll get 35 Valor Points per boss. And if you
35.
Do it, yeah. I don't even have words. And if you go in on a 25-man group, you get 45.
Wow.
Yeah. So I would like to say that while this is perhaps a step in the right direction so that people don't feel compelled to constantly run awesome troll dungeons all the time. No. I'm not going to kill myself in highly nerfed tier 11 content with 9 schmucks or guildies or a combination of the two, or 24 of the same, in order to get my valor points for the week.
I did one troll dungeon this week for valor points, and it was 124 minutes later and 14 party members later, I finished Zul'Gurub. So it was really bad. 4 tanks, had people swapping in and out. It was really painful.
My jaw actually dropped.
Literally.
Wow. Okay, so there you go. You have another option now for your valor points. And that, along with a bunch of other hotfixes, are listed on the hotfix blog that we will link in the show notes. But, yeah. So, once again, Blessing of Frost, completely out of date the instant it's published. Yay.
At least we're consistent. Yeah, so, without, I guess, further ado, we'll move on into Slash Raid, and we had kill of new bosses. Those are good things.
Oh god, I love killing new bosses. New bosses going down is, like, awesome.
Yes, fantastic. Who died this week?
Balrog died.
Balrog is dead.
Yes, so that brings us to 5 of 7 in Firelands, because we've killed Chanox and Beth'Thalak and Ryolith, right? And Alistrazor, and now Balrog.
That fight was so easy.
For you.
Yes, for me.
Yeah, from the healer perspective, not so much.
Well, not so much my problem as well. So, you know.
You
keep
know what?
On, keep it
you know
on.
What? I'm not going to assign you to a shard this coming week just because I don't want to have anyone healing you during that encounter.
So there's possibility of me dying?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
I look forward to it.
Good stuff. But yeah, so Balrog went down, and that was good. It was a bit challenging. The healers are still working on refining the strat that we used, and to see if we can drop using a 7th healer. Eventually, at the end of the night, we pulled in a 7th healer and got him down in 2 pulls at the very end of the night. But I think that we can do it with 6. But yeah, so it was a fun counter to try to mess with, but boy, like, changing strats on the fly on that one, terrible, horrible, never ever want to do it again. I was, like, sitting there writing longhand rotations for healers while they, like, re-cleared trash, and I'm like, this is not gonna work.
Although, it did work.
No.
Oh, no? When we said screw and we went back to our original strat? Great.
That's exactly
it. That's what you get for planning.
Exactly. Stupid planning.
It was a great fight from a melee perspective, though. I definitely dug that. Just stand there and rotation practice and move towards the orb when you need to, towards
exactly.
Crystal.
That's why it's awesome for ranged as well. Hooray, DPS fights.
Man, now I want to play my Hunter.
Yeah, it's okay. Probably still terrible at it.
Listen here, buddy. I have a screenshot that shows that I taught damage in MC. All right.
Okay.
And you can roll on all the loot then if you're a hunter, right?
Exactly.
If it ain't red, it goes on your head.
Let's see what else. Well, as we mentioned before, Takari got promoted to officer. So grats specifically for that, or you know, commiserations. I don't. I really don't know which.
The latter.
Thanks, I think.
Did we have anyone else get promoted this week to raider? I don't think so, right?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, recent people who have been promoted include Moran and Cinderhaze. I feel like I'm forgetting someone, but they probably don't listen to us anyway, so we'll move on.
Yes, and if you do listen, hate Kern, because she missed your name.
Exactly. So, as previously mentioned, our guest tonight is Takari. He joined us in Cataclysm, actually, just before Cataclysm. He was one of our first, I believe, new people to join. And I remember being sort of shocked that anybody would want to join this upstart sort of guild that nobody had heard of for like the last 2 years. So I was very confused. But as I recall, we actually put him through quite an interview process where he was questioned on his rotation and his spec and his gems, and like we probably shouldn't have been as hardcore on the poor guy as we were, but you know, we were.
I still stand by my answers in that interview, even though other people disagreed with me.
Well, what do they know? That's all right. I don't really know who it was at that point. If it was you, I apologize. But Takari's awesome. So let's start going down the list. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your tune?
Okay, so Takari, tune's name, started in vanilla pretty shortly after the server Eldritch Thalos was created, so it was pretty far back there. Leveled to 60. It was one of the first rogues to level 60 on the server, which point I didn't want to raid, which didn't leave me a heck of a lot of options as far as what to do then. The Battlegrounds, Warsong Gulch had just come out, so I played like in three of those and didn't have the frame rates to support it, and that wasn't working. So I stayed a rogue. Like I only recently rolled another alt, which has gotten anywhere, and basically because I liked the way the rogue could sort of pause the game. I was playing it really solo, and so you could sneak in and want to go do dinner, you could hide in the corner and in stealth, and as long as you're out of the way
of
Pats, you were fine. So that helped a lot. Plus, being able to skip a lot of like the quest trash, if you will, and go straight to the boss that you had to kill, and then pick up the loot and head back, made it a lot easier than say the Pally, where you had to take down everything in a radius to do what you needed to do. So that was vanilla. Then I retired, or basically didn't pay for a long, long time, and then started getting the itch about a year and a half ago, and picked back up at level 60, joined a few social guilds on my way up, and just leveled up mostly through questing. Was a little bit afraid of Dungeon Finder because it didn't exist. I don't know what the heck it was back then. So then leveled all the way up to 80 and started playing around in pugs and got in a few ICC pugs that I had no business being in, but I could listen to instructions. So, you know, collapse, run away, collapse, run away, that kind of stuff.
Good enough. Sounds like it worked.
It did, basically.
Who needs a VoIP program? You didn't raid with a VoIP program, did you, Kern?
Huh?
You didn't raid with a voice program?
For quite some time, that's right. Over on Proudmoore, I went like 9.5 months or so without Vent or Mumble.
Yeah, that's exciting. What would you say your favorite memory is in WoW?
I have two. One is so the thing I really liked about the game early on, which is another reason like hitting level 60 sort of ended the experience for me, was that first like run across the wetlands coming from Kalimdor to and trying to head to Ironforge.
Yes.
That was that was pretty monumental to me. I was like, whoa, and there's all sorts of stuff coming at you. Stay on the path, stealth, but it doesn't matter because they can see right through it. It was pretty that was pretty entertaining, and every sort of area you unlocked and got to go to was a new sort of world and environment, and some of that mysticism is a little out of the game, but that was one of my favorite memories, is sort of seeing that and then getting to Ironforge and seeing like, whoa, all that kind of stuff. And then also shortly after I joined Apotheosis, one of the guildies who's no longer in the guild, Apple, did put together an Ulduar mount run at level 80. So we were definitely overgeared for it, but it was the first time sort of joining the group that that I was now a part of, and working on Yogg, who's still at 80, was a little bit of a challenge trying to get everything, all the mechanics down. That was a pretty fun achievement and a pretty fun group to run with.
Wow, very cool.
Nice. What would you why'd you join Apotheosis?
So my last guild that I was in was pretty social, but we had a pretty pretty good core of talented raiders. Only a couple were experienced, but there was some talent there, and but there just weren't enough people, so we were able to scratch together like 10 to 12 people, and we'd set out invites, and then four would show up, so that was really disappointing. So come near the end of Wrath, I decided if I really wanted to do serious raiding, that I needed to join a guild whose goal was exactly that. And I wanted to stay on the server because I'd made a lot of friends here. So yeah, looked around, saw some forum posts that Apotheosis was, I think, desperately at the time looking for a rogue. That there was definitely an air of desperation on the rogue. So I'm like, hey, even if I'm not that experienced, maybe I have a shot for this thing. So applied. I read some of Kern's blog and stuff like that before coming in, so I had an idea of what I was getting into. Whispered her and asked a few questions about things, and went from there.
I totally don't remember that at all.
Wow.
FYI.
A wonderful guild leader. Compassionate.
You don't remember everyone who's whispered to you about the guild over the years?
No, I do not. I do, however, remember the exact number of six people who have whispered me to thank me for writing my blog.
Really? In like, on our server?
There's been three on our server, and there is three over on Pradmore.
Well, yeah. Takara, you're almost as important as people that compliment her on her blog.
Well, she let me into the guild, so what can you say?
I guess it works.
We were definitely a little bit desperate for rogues, but I think we really lucked out with the rogues that we got. You and One Man were some really great rogues to have to start with the expansion. And, you know, apart from One Man's, you know, who needs, you know, stealth to sap mentality in Bastion of Twilight, I think it worked out really nicely. Yeah, no, that was good times, good times.
The best part was we never let him forget it either. So.
Oh, to this day.
That never happens in this guild. As long as I've been in some form of this guild, you mess up once, you hear about it forever. And how many times have we heard about Gruul and blinking into him? Let's just say it's a fair number.
Yeah, and the number of times that Day has yelled at me for giving away his brutality blade to Sousa Maru, I think it was. Yeah. Anyway.
And how we'll never hear the end of Tia being petted.
Oh, that's a new tradition I quite enjoy. That's great. Yeah. Tia
macros gone wrong.
I was about to say, you're a little too happy there, Karen. I'd be careful.
Let's all please endeavor to treat Tia and all other guildies with respect.
Look what you did.
Backpedaling again, Curtin. We know I've listened to every single one of these podcasts. You have a hate for Tia that runs almost as deep as your hate for Rogues.
That is so not true. I love Tia.
Listen to it. It's the slow, steady pace of the word. That's how you can tell.
Yeah. Okay. So next question. Takari, what do you like to do in game besides raid?
Pretty much everything. So I do a lot of RBGs with Madge and Merc. It's been doing a lot of organizing there. Like to do achievements, and Tia has been doing a heck of a lot of organizing as far as that goes. So we have sort of regular Friday runs where go into an old instance and cheese a lot of achievements. That's fun. Try to play the auction house and undercut Kern's bank tune as often as possible.
Yes, victory.
And yeah, just a lot of like old content or going back and getting reps and stuff like that. I'm nowhere near Tia or even OC, but over 40 something, 45 or so. So doing okay on that. Is that
not bad? Regard?
That's pretty good. Right. So question five is generally a quirky question based on the gas. This, I'm not sure if you can qualify this as quirky. And I do ask you to let me get through my little spiel.
Okay. It's a whole spiel.
For
good
those
luck,
of
buddy.
You who are unaware, Takari is notorious for throwing around these stupid jack-o'-lantern things on Gildy's heads. Like, everywhere you look, if there is a jack-o'-lantern on someone's head, chances are Takari threw it. Thankfully, he doesn't do this in raids, which is great, but he does it pretty much everywhere else. And it's to the point where if I see a pumpkin on my head, I just type in guild chat, hi, Takari. So what is up with all of the pumpkin heading?
And where do you get the pumpkins for that? They aren't, you can't get them anywhere, can you?
It's during the Halloween event.
Yeah, but only during Halloween.
I don't know what you're talking about. First, I have a few people who set me up, but second... I will say that that this is actually Kern's way of diverting, and as Sarah can tell you, Kern is actually the one who does the pumpkin heading. She stalks people. She logs in on alts to do it so it looks like me. She'll sneak up behind me and hit someone else in the guild. It's always all been Kern. You just don't know it.
Good answer. And I trust her even less now. I didn't even think that was possible.
And she... So Golf she asked flat, this friend. Question again in her complete attempt to frame me and destroy my reputation in the guild, which I don't appreciate.
You should back off. You are tarnishing his good reputation. Oh my goodness. I think she finds it comical as well. And as it should be, because it's not very nice what you're doing to him.
Silence is assent right there, I think.
Yeah, I agree. She's
oh my
admitting
God. That That's is it. Probably the best answer to question five I've ever heard. we should give him a prize of some sort. I would eventually like the real answer.
That is the real That was the real answer. We were all here. I don't know what answer you're looking for. The one that
she
doesn't
continues.
Make you look guilty? I know. She just keeps at it. It's like the more she says it, the more she thinks it'll be true.
You just wait till October. You just wait.
Then what? The prophecy will be self-fulfilling.
Until October when she reloads.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
So our subject today is, in general chat, is WoW, and basically it's hooks. Why do we keep playing?
Which we do.
Which we do.
Often.
And a lot.
Yes.
I don't know about you guys or the listeners, but when I first started playing WoW, I just would do damn near anything just to see the ding animation again.
They have you trained.
Or, you know, train or like any of that stuff. I love that. That was amazing. That was like such a feeling of accomplishment. And I was like, this is so much better than doing readings for school.
Oh, nice. Good.
Well, it's true. Like, even hitting level 2 was so much more, you know, it made me feel so much more accomplished than, like, reading, like, 3 pages of Karl Marx.
Well, how did is what got you started? Because for me, it's almost always been the same thing. Or I've heard a pretty similar story. Takari, why did you get started playing?
Well, I sort of like the fantasy aspect of it, and I played like old school RPGs for a long time. Baldur's Gate, for instance, that I really like the same sort of stuff, the leveling, the ooh, I just got another ability or another talent, what does this do? That kind of thing, playing around.
Nice. You know what? That was not quite what I had started playing for, because I had not played a ton of RPGs before this, but I started playing because my brother had played for a while before me, and then I had another friend, Calidor, who started playing, and then he said, oh, you should come play and join the server, and at least a fair number of people I talked to have gotten started with friends that have been in the game or have shown them the game, and then they've been like, oh yeah, it looks like it could be fun.
I knew no one who played. I honestly started to play because I read about the Zul'Gurub plague outbreak, which was awesome to me that this could exist in the game environment, even if it was unintended, and even if they hotfixed it, it still blew my mind. I was like, that is awesome. So I definitely wanted to check that out.
Did Fogg start playing because of you?
Yes.
Okay.
He saw me playing over, I guess it was our Thanksgiving weekend back in October of whatever the hell it was, and he's like, that's so cool, and then he beat me to 60.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, I don't know. I guess, you know, everyone has their own kind of deal as far as starting, and then I felt the same way once I started leveling. I was, you know, addicted. I went away to the Cape, I believe, when I was in my 50s, and I was afraid that Calidor was going to end up beating me to 60, and I was all anxious about it because I just want to get back and finish leveling. But I believe I still beat him, and then the main accomplishment was to get an epic mount, which I did shortly after, and then at which point I was like, yeah, I'm done here, because I only had my own guild and didn't have too many people outside of him that I talked to, so that was it kind of dried up a little bit then at that point.
What was the name of that guild, man?
It was the Ashen Order of Bogarden, of course.
Yes, it was.
Of which, sad. Most of us were all sad. Excuse you, if it weren't just like the greatest guild of all time. Everyone was in it for a little while there.
Is Tanzalt still in it?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is. And so, I mean, a lot of the reason that I ended up coming back to the game after, actually, why?
I have no idea
why I came back. Maybe I was just bored of whatever game I was playing at the time. Back then, I used to switch, like, to flip around a lot between games because nothing had really grabbed me at the time. And then I got back into Faded Heroes. And then since then, it's been community. You know, that's what's really kept me.
Yeah, I definitely have to say that, you know, aside from the in-game polls, I mean, they do a really good job of sort of sticking you with people, and it feels like you actually go through, you know, some form of battle with people, right? By, you know, either BGing with them or, you know, instancing with them or questing with them. And so you get this sort of, you know, bond. Like, to this day, there's like this paladin, Mike Zance. He was actually briefly in Apotheosis and probably in Faded Heroes as well. He and I met doing Zul'Farak in our 40s when I was on Kern. So, I mean, it's like these, you know, relationships, they persist. They, in a lot of different ways, whether you're in the same guild with someone or not. Like, I know that I could always hop over to like another server and play with my real life friend, the Resto Druid, or, you know, something along those lines. Like, there's all of these like relationships that you form without even really realizing it, just by doing an instance with them. It's like, oh, hey, do you remember that time in Zul'Farak where, you know, we tried to pull the entire Scarab room and we got ruined? Like, you know, just these little common things that people share really bonds you close to people. And I think that that's one of the reasons why, you know, our group, you know, got back together. It's because we remembered all of those epic times. Like, when I cast divine intervention on Worthon in the middle of a blood boil pull. I mean, you know, these things happen, and this is like what forms that bond.
Yeah. I totally agree that some of the ding and the level and that kind of stuff gets the hook going, but then the accomplishing stuff as a team and building those bonds is huge. And I have friends in the game that are just as close as friends outside the game because of sort of what we've experienced, what we've gone through. Little stories like I have a friend, Elbereth, my arena partner. He's a hunter, and luckily he had misdirection, and he and I were able to tricks and misdirect to the bad tank in our old guild who couldn't taunt to save his life. So it was that kind of thing that we were able to bond, and hearing the taunt, please taunt, and we could help out and then chat about it and laugh about it afterwards. Those kind of things to me are sort of why I'm still in the game.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely the way I feel, and they have so many different ways to if that's even the ultimate draw. For some people, it may not be. You know, if you don't have too many people, or that's, you know, guilds aren't kind of your thing, they have so many other ways to keep you in. And then if you're not, I mean, if the community is keeping you in, then the things to get you caught in the first place, whether it's raiding or PvPing, and then there's, you know, raiding for people that want that big accomplishment or trying to stay on the, I don't know, that one's in a cutting edge of the game, but trying to, I guess it's raiding sort of combined, trying to work with a team in addition to trying to see everything in the game that you can see. Because, you know, outside of a raid, almost all areas of any given continent can just be, you know, flown to, I guess. But in a dungeon, you literally, like, you don't get to see the inside of Sulphuron Keep without raiding. You know, you can't get in there without beating the bosses beforehand.
Yeah, that's true. I gotta say that, you know, in terms of mechanics, you know, speaking about the sort of PvE side of things, you know, basically everybody has questing at some point to, you know, in common. So if you, you know, if you look at all the different types of quests you have, you got the errand quest where, you know, you run an errand for someone, whether that's, you know, going up to Loch Modan or something, or going along to Exodar, I don't even know what. Then you've got, like, drop quests, which are always fun, and then kill quests where you, like, kill X number of things. And you can combine them and all, like they've tailored it really well. Like, even before the redo of the quests and stuff, the mechanics of it were such that you really wanted to get all of those, I don't know, wolf paws or pig's ears or whatever the hell it is. You really wanted to do that so that you could hand it in for, you know, either the reward or the experience. And I gotta say that it was only when I was leveling, I think it was probably my mage, that I realized just how sneaky these bastards are. Because I had just done the tier 0.5 quest line on Kern, and to do that, you needed some, you spent a lot of time farming for these drops off of this island off of Theramore or something, and it was driving me nuts. I literally spent like 8 hours one night. Like, I stayed up all night instead of doing sociology homework, as I should have done, and I spent all night killing these sort of weird non-beast, non-human things with like two heads and yeah, like these monster things that were elites. They were like 60 and 61 elites, and here I am at level 60. Couldn't kite worth a damn at this point. And, you know, my poor cat kept dying every 5 seconds. And so it took me forever just to kill a single one of these, and it didn't have, obviously, the quest item on it. Like, it took forever for me to collect all of those items. And when you compare that to how easy it is, like, it's like a guaranteed drop in the early, you know, zones. Yeah. Where yes, you will get that wolf paw or that pig's eye or whatever, like, no question, or even the freaking candle, you know, like anything, in the low levels, it's like guaranteed, but they ramp it up. It's like, oh, so like you as a new player, you start, it's like, oh, I kill a wolf, I get a wolf paw. Excellent. This won't take long.
Wolves have paws, that makes sense.
And then you're like lulled into this false sense of security. Even at the higher levels, it's like, oh, this won't take that long. And then 8 hours later, you're like, what am I doing with my life? I can't believe I have to go to class now. They're very sneaky. It ramps up so gradually that you are stuck with the impression that drop quests aren't that bad, even at the higher levels.
But they're terrible.
Some of them definitely are. I think that also one thing that's nice that ties into that is that you can do something short or something longer in the game whenever you log on. So like take Lore Master. When you're done with that's an achievement that you've done basically by yourself over time, and that you end up with like, hey, I did something here. Where if you don't have that much time, and obviously you're not doing that in one night, but you can work on that a little bit, or you can go and do a fishing daily and get all five of those done over time and get that achievement if you want instead. So there's a lot of little things.
Well,
And
achievements, yeah, definitely.
if you're that was that's a huge motivation for me coming from Xbox gaming land and so on. That was I was sold on achievements as soon as I saw that they'd added them when I came back.
The they've been like through, I guess they saw through the use of the consoles and the achievements, but there's so many achievements and they're linked to so many different things that it's so easy to say, well, I want to go for these achievements, and then just start grinding them out, whether they're, rep or PvP or quests or old content or anything like that. And like you said, there's an achievement for any time constraint that you may have, which is the same about a lot of stuff where, you say, okay, I have a lot of time to spend in WoW. I guess I could raid. I got a ton of time and to work on my character and to actually spend raiding. Then you're like, okay, well, I don't have that much time. I kind of have a medium amount of time. I can run dungeons and then gear up that way. I only need a few, maximum hour at a time. Or I don't have that much time to play at all, only a little bit of time. Maybe I can just, PvP or Battlegrounds. They only last about, 20 minutes, or sometimes they can last longer than pugs, but not normally. Or maybe I'll just do arenas and gear up through that. So the game kind of has something specialized for almost any, whatever you want to put in time-wise, and the achievements can be, anywhere from the longer side to the shorter side.
I came to the conclusion a long time ago, basically when achievements first came out, that I wouldn't put much faith into achievements, much time into achievements, because I had a character on which I was raiding, which was Madrana, and then I had a character that I considered and still do consider my main tune, which is Kern. And I knew that, all the stuff I was gonna get on Madrana, I would never get on Kern without, a lot of painful redoing of stuff. So I basically, decided to get, all the raid titles and raid mounts and stuff that I could on Madrana. So I've got the Ashen Verdict, the Astral Walker, Hand of Adal, all that crap, and I've got my Icebound Vanquisher or whatever, all on Madrana. And then Kern got like all of the holiday stuff, because I figured, well, that'll be something that I can do in my free time, that's easy to do, that I don't need a raid group to do, that I don't have to do awesome DPS to do. And I'll still get a mount as a reward, and I'll get all of these awesome titles. So that's essentially what I decided to do. And now, as people like Magic do the holiday events, I just laugh at them. So
Well,
that's
thank you.
awesome.
That's nice.
Anytime, buddy.
You're a
Anytime.
big you love titles. I mean, there's just another one, It's I guess it's technically achievements, but it's almost a specified achievement for going for as many titles as you can get.
I am definitely a sucker for titles. And if you combine them all, like, I'm scared to combine them all, because that's a lot of freaking titles. I was just looking at Kern's list today, and it dawned on me that I need to finish out archaeology. Like, I mean, I'm capped, but I need to like do more digging so that I can get professor. And that makes me sad. So I'm not going to do that for right now. But one day when I'm bored, I'll go do that.
And when you're bored, and the thing is, it quickly turns from oh no, I'll do it when I'm bored too. You know, when I have the time. Or, you know, I'm doing it right now regardless of what I'm currently doing. I'll just make some time to do it.
Instead of sociology homework. One of the things that I do like about achievements, like I don't chase them for the most part, but one of the things I really do like about them is like getting them by surprise. I love getting achievements like without even knowing that that existed. Like when we killed Balrog, we got the achievement called Share the Pain. Had no idea it existed. Hadn't done any research on it whatsoever. And then we just like wound up getting that on our first kill. And it's like, sweet! Okay, cool. Same thing happened to me, I think in TOC.
Halfus was another.
Something about an escape. I forget what that is, but I think we had to kill like all the drakes within 10 seconds or something, or two of the drakes, or some of the drakes.
You can kill all of them within, some amount of each other.
Yeah,
that and how do you feel every time you see that achievement thing go off at the bottom? It's pretty much
awesome.
I'm like,
sweet! Exactly. Except I move it, because I decide that I had to move it. I had to get an add-on to move it. I could have used, I guess, move anything, but I had forgotten about that for quite some time until Dar reintroduced it to me. But I use achieved, and I basically move those little boxes out of the way, because otherwise they cover up my grid, and that's not good. I discovered that a long time ago, that if you are not still healing when someone has a bleed on them, they will die. And if you an achievement box covering your grid, then people are probably going to die, yes.
That is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. It happened to me on a Yogg kill.
So, I mean, that's sort of the same thing that they train you with as the as leveling, where you just want to get to that. You want to hear the leveling noise. And it's the same thing sort of with the achievements. You know, you get to both see your achievement points go up, and you get to hear that sweet victory of the achievement thing going off on the bottom.
I love getting achievements. I don't do a lot in order to get them, but when I do get them, especially unexpectedly, I love it, and I just like screenshot it. Like I have like an itchy trigger finger that like goes, and as soon as I see a box like that pop up on my screen, it's like print screen, print screen, print screen. Because I'm lame like that. Yes.
Apparently.
Right.
I mean, actually, I guess the last time I had, like, stopped playing for a bit was right before that we had done, like, the 10-man kill thing, and then that stopped kind of working. And then Pal and I ended up saying, oh, well, we're just going to stick around in Battlegrounds, you know, just arena, actually, arenas, because we're big into twos. And so that, you know, that was enough for a while. I really, really do love arenas, and so that was enough fun to keep me involved. And especially on something like arena, where the time commitment is the duration of an arena, which could be very short. I mean, I've had a couple long ones, but usually on the shorter side, you can, you know, fit in, you know, 20, or you could do one, which could last 5 minutes or less, you know, 3 minutes. Especially with 2 DPS.
Or a lot longer if you have to go onto their server and ask them if they want to roll for it.
Well, yeah. It has only happened twice, but both times it's been like that's been about a 30-minute arena. That does not happen often. But when it does.
One other thing I'll throw out there as a hook is the lore. Like, I'm really interested in seeing like the lore leading up to actually fighting Deathwing. At the end of it. And I know we have a lot of lore buffs in our guild, Arrow and X and Walks and stuff, but you know, there's a story being told, and seeing how that story ends, or at least this chapter of it, is interesting to me for sure.
I agree. I've never really been much of a lore fan, but I'm always interested to know what's happening right now. And then that'll generally get me to, you know, look it up on WoWpedia or something about, you know, well, who is this person exactly? Like, when I first encountered Jaina Proudmoore in Hyjal, like, I knew that she was the ruler of Theramore, but I'm like, who is this stupid bitch and why is she crying all the time? And, then I did the reading and I'm like, she sounds kick ass. And then I was constantly weekly confronted with the fact that she was whining and I couldn't deal with it. So, the in-game Jaina from Hyjal totally ruined Jaina for me, which is unfortunate.
Because she's awesome.
Yeah, Jaina should be awesome. She is nowhere near being awesome because she's like, they're breaking through.
Oh,
shut
my
up.
Goodness.
Shut up. You know what? I might actually splice in her actual cries.
That sounds necessary.
To do that.
Yeah, how many times are you going to have to listen to it if you decide to do that?
It will continue to fuel my hatred.
Oh, good. That's just what you need. Some more fuel for your hatred.
We are lost! Fall back! They've broken through! I'm in jeopardy! Help me if you can!
I do like the lore stuff, but I really do enjoy stuff that is, I guess, relevant to me in some way. Like, I never played the real-time strategy games, so I didn't really know who Arthas was. I didn't really know any of the background. But I really enjoyed how they introduced Arthas to us by making us do culling, even though that we couldn't skip the intro for, like, 6 months.
You got the point across. We get it.
Yeah, so I really did enjoy learning about that, and so, killing Arthas didn't really mean, I guess, as much to me as it might have for someone like Axe or Arrow or Wox, but, it was still, okay, I've killed the bad guy in this expansion, that's awesome. I sort of had a feeling like that tonight when we were fighting Majordomo Staghelm. It's like, this is the guy who sent us to Un'Goro to get Morrowgreen. I remember this guy. This guy scared the crap out of me when I was like a baby hunter, night elf hunter, in Darnassus running around, running errands for various people on quests. And my brother's like, yeah, I don't like that druid in the top of the tree either. It's like, oh, it's this dude. Okay, that's really cool.
That was a really annoying quest.
Yeah, I think everybody hates the guy. So, they were probably like, this would make sense. We could take that guy that everybody hates and make him a bad guy.
Hooray!
Sort of. I mean, I really think if you're doing the Molten Front dailies and that kind of things, that it really adds a lot to the raiding experience we're doing right now, having that sort of more background on Staghelm as you go through some of the quest chains related to the dailies. I think really makes it a richer experience when I know like what's happened to him since that time in the tree.
Yeah, and also doing the Molten Front dailies, or at least the quest chain for them, also helps you figure out who, Alysra is and why it's not Alice Razor. It's Alysra Zor.
Who has ever said that?
Lots of people. It's really sad, and
it doesn't help
sad.
That she has a dagger that drops from her that's an Alice Razor.
Yeah, it's just very sad.
Oh, that's amusing.
But, I mean, her name's Alice Razor. Let's all take note of that, shall we? and help me cry less at night.
But you mispronounce everything else. Why are we starting with this?
I don't mispronounce everything else, jerk.
There was something in the last expansion. I forget now.
Okay, so there was Valiona. And
oh, yeah.
Therallion, no. Which I pronounced Theralio.
That's a pretty big one. I'm just saying.
I'm French, okay? Leave me alone.
That's the opposite reason.
No, I think it was the first boss in ICC and that ability.
Oh, I'm not going there. Nice try. Nice try. Well played, sir.
You sure it's not that one?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Really, I guess what it boils down to is that there's something for everyone at this point in time. Like, no longer is level cap the ultimate goal, and when you do get to level cap, it's not just about raiding anymore. There's a lot of other things you can do at level cap, and there's a lot of things you can do on your way there. And really, I guess it all depends on the various people. Like, what appeals to you? Like, for me, I want to get to level cap. Like, leveling is nice, but I want to get to level cap, and I want to do stuff within a team. So I want to, do guild raids, and Magic, I know, loves to, be done with leveling as well, and then go do arenas and stuff while also raiding. You get to use your tunes for different purposes because you have different interests in the game, and that's great. And Takari, like, you just said that you like to do all kinds of crap.
It varies basically. If I were just doing one thing when I logged in, I think I'd get bored of this game really quickly. But log in, I can just chat, or log in, do dailies, log in, raid, all sorts of things you can do.
Undercut me on the age.
Exactly.
Oh, I know. I know. I'd mentioned Calidor before as the person who kind of got me into it, but he is a huge fan of the auction house and kind of, you know, trying to corner markets and stuff. Back when he did play, he hasn't played in a little bit because I think his computer's broken and then got very apathetic about fixing it. But he's a big fan of like enjoying the auction house, which I think a few people in our guild are as well. I know Sarah is a big fan.
Oh, I like it. I wish I had more time to devote to it, but ultimately I don't have time to care about, you know, the price and 3 coppers and stuff like that. Like, you know, if it's not going to be really easy for me, I tend to lose interest, which is why the Mysterious Fortune Cards continue to be such a great seller for me over on Skywall.
You don't have to care.
I just put them up and they go. I can't hold on to them. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I've never been overly drawn to the auction house, but I know it's definitely a reason.
The remote auction house. The remote auction house app on the iPhone is such. That's another addiction in and of itself right there.
I completely agree. I definitely have that. I originally just got it so that I wouldn't have to log into the game to manage my auctions, because I knew that if I logged into the game on one tune, then people would see me on Real ID or actually like on that tune, and then they would be like, hey, do you want to go do something? Or, hey, we should do this? Or, hey, I got a question. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to deal with that. So I got the remote auction house thing, and I'm like, this is amazing. I can just sit here and claim money. Claim money. Claim money. It's so good.
The fact that that I know that there's a 200 auction limit per day and somewhat regularly hit that is pretty sad.
Wow. I did not know that.
That's impressive.
Thank you for informing us.
Yeah, I post a lot of volatiles in bulk on that, and but it's nice. It's really nice to be, so you need something, you're in a raid, so you log out real quick, you purchase it, you log back on, someone drops a mailbox, and you have it right there. It's about pretty sweet.
That's awesome. Wow, that is great. Man. Yeah, so as we sit here enabling each other, I guess our point here is that there is something for everyone. There are hooks for everyone. Every personality type I know can find something to enjoy in the game at this point. And it's all about, you know, what really keeps you going. And for me, ultimately, what keeps me going is the people. I think that if Apotheosis hadn't reformed, I probably would have quit by now. I probably would have gone through tier 11 with choice, but I probably would have quit by now, because honestly, the thought of having to do all the crap that I have to do in game makes me sad, but I'm energized to do it because I'm raiding with you guys, and you know that's a huge thing for me. So there's also a bit of competition in there too. It's like, I want to do better than, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so and that person.
Well, competition's a good thing in some of those cases, so.
It's a definite motivator for me. So, like, anytime I feel, like, overwhelmed with all the crap that I have to do in games, like, but if I do it, like, if I do it, then I'm just, like, awesome. I guess a lot of it also comes down to not just competition, but, you know, feeling like you've accomplished something. I mean, how often in our everyday lives do we feel like we've really accomplished something? Like, when's the last time any of you felt accomplished in real life?
I guess semi-recently. I don't know. That's kind of a depressing question to possibly be answering no to. But
I accomplish something every day, thank you.
You're looking for specifics. Oh, man, that's needy. I think I learned something today, which made me feel accomplished. I learned the difference between a split jam and a flat jam for doors. So, you know, there's that.
Grats.
I'm not going into it, but I was like, oh, that's cool. I learned something. Yeah. I don't know.
I think of the potential, that one of the potential dangers, I guess, about it is that you can't let WoW achievements and such, take the place of real life achievements and accomplishments. For example, this weekend, I spent a bit of time thinking about all the dailies I should be running or the dungeons I should be running. And I'm like, you know what? I have 3 books to read. And so I will read my 3 books. And by the way, Bossy Pants by Tina Fey and One for the Money by Janet Ivanovich, I think it is, and Time Travelers Never Die by someone I don't know are all excellent books. So thanks to Tia and Arrow for the recommendations, by the way.
Are you going to continue reading the Janet Ivanovich books?
I think I will, because I laughed my ass off. That was a great book.
Yes, books. Things you can enjoy in WoW as well if you want to go for the achievement.
I actually do want to go for that achievement.
Oh, that is just savage.
That's a lot of running around. But yeah.
It is.
So, lots of hooks, lots of draws, and...
Yeah, I think the bottom line for me is the people as well. There's no question that if I weren't raiding, here with this group of people, I just absolutely would not be raiding.
Would you still be playing at all?
Maybe. It's probably not because I am currently... besides raiding, I've enjoyed doing arenas, but I wouldn't have, I'd probably only have Fog to arena with. And not to say that's not enough... But it's nice to have more than just one person for threes and that kind of thing. And you can actually, we've then setting the goal of doing arenas on, creating a whole new team for the next season. And then there's, one more thing to start playing again for. But I don't know. TF2 has had some awesome updates recently, so you never know.
What about you, Takari? If you weren't currently raiding, would you still be playing?
Probably. Maybe a little less actively, but as I mentioned, I have a lot of friends on the realm, so I think checking in with them from time to time. I'd probably have tried out raiding with another guild, but sort of like the maturity level of the one we've got, so if the right fit were there, I'd try something out, but it's few and far between those guilds that sort of feel right to you, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Having hopped through a few of my guilds in Wrath, I definitely am very happy with the level of, I guess you can call it maturity, we've got going on.
use that word.
I used it very loosely.
Yeah,
there you go.
He said maturity, and the first thing that popped into my mind was a conversation the healers were having about poop. In Throne,
oh, wow.
Throne of the Four Winds, so I don't really know, but again, I guess it just shows that the biggest pull for me now that I'm already hooked on the game mechanics is the people.
Yeah.
Aww.
How cute. It's not you though. It's everyone but you. Just so we can clarify.
Yeah, ditto. Not you at all. All right, on that note, I guess we'll move into our shout-outs.
We're done?
We're done.
It's over.
It's almost over.
I am sad.
Sad, Panda. But it is 1:43 in the morning as we record this,
oh,
so...
Oh, goodness.
Hooray! So my shout-out this week is to Balrog for dying on the first night of attempts.
Yay!
And
dead Balrog.
To the entire raid for putting up with the healers planning and talking... and war planning, and revising of strats, and all of that stuff. It was not the easiest learning curve for us, so thank you so much for being so patient, and I hope that you feel it was worth it in the end. Takari, how about you?
I thought you guys were just talking about pudding in there.
That's all they generally do talk about, I believe.
Yeah.
So, I got a lot of shout-outs, but I'll go through them quick. Sarah hooked me up with some sweet crafted gear from my paladin, which is nice of her. Tia, Merc, and Darla have been doing a great job in organizing guild events, which have been fun to join in. Cal, welcome back. I know you shouted out to her last time, but it's really good to see her back in the raid. And Elbereth, finally, my Fail Hunter raiding partner, who's been arena partner, not raiding partner, who's been covering for me in arena as well. I try to learn subtlety spec, which is not going so well. So he's been doing damage while I've been eating floor.
Nice.
Delicious.
And yeah, seconded on the whole welcome back, Cal thing. I can't believe that's like this week. Madge, how about you?
I guess I'm going to go with the little fuzzy wuzzy one, in which I want to thank everyone, which, you know, just doing this podcast has made me think about the specific reason is just all the people that I play with that I enjoy, you know, battlegroundsing and doing raid of battlegrounds and raiding and all that stuff. And it, you know, it absolutely is what brings me back to playing, you know, day after night and then night again, days and so forth. So thank everyone. Thank you to everyone who makes this game worth playing.
Aww.
Yeah, great.
And now on to our tip of the week. If you have the remote armory feature, you can log out in-game, log into the remote armory, purchase something you would like from the auction house, say a gem or an enchant or something, then have someone drop a mailbox, log back in, and you never have to leave your raid instance, for example, in order to gem up that new piece of gear that you just got. And that comes to us courtesy of Takari.
Yeah,
quite a few times.
Sweet tip.
It's handy for fish, for feasts, and that kind of thing.
Definitely, for sure. We'd love to hear your tips of the week. If you have any you'd like to share or any feedback you might have, email us at podcast@blessingoffrost.com. Let us know what you thought. You can also follow Apotheosis and myself on Twitter. Follow at ApotheosisET and at KernMoog. Please do leave comments and rate us up on iTunes. Takari, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Do you have anything you would like to pimp out, like a blog or a Twitter?
Folks can follow me at Takari of ET. So that's T-I-K-A-R-I of ET. And it's private, but if you're not too shady, I'll let you in.
Excellent. Sounds good. That'll bring us to the end of our 27th episode. I'm Kern.
I'm Takari.
And I'm Magic.
Until next time, stay frosty. Blessing of Frost is a not-for-profit World of Warcraft podcast by Kern and Magic, copyright 2011. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks to our Gildy Numenal for the use of his voice in our intro, and thanks to you for listening.